rain, and the house shuddered and shook.
Many residents were shaken up from the storms. Sean Windmanmeyer was in a storm shelter when he found out his gym, Full Rage Fit, was destroyed.
Just felt sad that we lost it.
St. Patrick's Day weekend is a big tradition in Rolla, bringing a lot more traffic than usual. But the congestion plus down power lines makes it more difficult for cleanup efforts.
At least 200 homes have been destroyed by wildfires that have been burning across Oklahoma, including in the town of Stillwater. KWTV reporter Cameron Joyner is there.
Stillwater has dealt with tragedy before, and we will deal with it as a community.
Stillwater Mayor Will Joyce up early estimating more than 50 homes burned down across the area.
It's devastating. I know several of the folks whose homes burned.
In this community, neighbors are leaning on neighbors.
Everybody will rally together, help everybody out. That's just what this town's all about.
Bill Patterson and his wife's home was spared, but homes just next door were devastated.
We were really shocked to see our home still standing, to be real honest.
Just down the street, 91-year-old Franklin Spitz lost everything, but his spirits remain high.
All of this is just material, you know, that we lived through.
Pope Francis appears to be rallying after a bout with double pneumonia. The BBC's Maura Alderson.
The Vatican has released the first photograph of Pope Francis since he was admitted to hospital in Rome more than a month ago. The picture shows the pontiff from behind sitting in a wheelchair and celebrating Mass at the altar of the chapel in his hospital suite. He appears to be breathing on his own.
CBS News has learned that American jet fighters today shot down about 11 drones launched by Houthi rebels in Yemen. The rebel group also launched a ballistic missile that crashed into the water well short of a U.S. aircraft carrier. CBS News national security consultant Jeff McCausland says this could be the beginning of a series of attacks.
U.S. officials have said these airstrikes are now likely to be the onset of an air campaign that frankly could last several weeks. Such a campaign may intensify in scope and scale depending on how the Houthis in fact react.
Yesterday, U.S. airstrikes on the Yemeni capital killed more than 30 people. The strikes were in response to the Houthi announcement that it would resume attacks on shipping in the Red Sea. Police in New York City are searching for the person who set a man on fire near Times Square. It happened early this morning. The police believe the 45-year-old victim who survived knows the suspect. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/remedy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/remedy.
Perhaps these victims wouldn't have been victims if they'd only watched Seinfeld.
A judge sentenced Thomas Fraga to 45 months in prison for convincing his friends to invest in his phony business ventures. 17 people invested a total of more than $2 million. Fraga named one of his fake companies the Vandalay Contracting Corporation, a reference to a Seinfeld episode.
What Delay Industries?
That's the one where George Costanza makes up a latex company called Vandalay Industries so he could receive unemployment benefits. Sfraga pleaded guilty to wire fraud and will eventually have to reimburse his victims. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A Swiss politician's been fined almost $7,400 for buying water pistols. Authorities said the toys violate the country's strict weapons law. Mark Jaisley is a city councilor in a small town west of Zurich. He ordered the water pistols through the ubiquitous online retailer Temu for his godchildren as a gift. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 28. Sunny, breezy, and 50 for Monday. Monday night, mostly clear, lows around 40. Into the mid-50s on your Tuesday. Some rain likely on Wednesday, maybe a rumble of thunder. It'll be breezy and 56. Currently 33 degrees.
WRJN.
she was just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
Since you went away, now I spend my time just Columbia Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits. W-R-G.
Refreshed. WRJN.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org. WRJN.
Looking mighty now, here she come. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high heel shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, but on a finger, nine and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Lord, help her say. Number five, got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pump singer and I like them like that. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Hey, I say now. Devil with a blue dress on. Yeah, the devil with
day. You know, it's so unusual. WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Help me get my feet back on. when you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
you give it a chance now.
things I've done them before, but you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly.